Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We were talking about downtown Buffalo, talking about Pilot Field celebrating its anniversary from the first game yesterday and just what that looked like 37 years ago. Yes, before I was born, but, you know, I went back. I heard some stories, looked at some interviews. And then the story about the city of Buffalo and Key Bank Center, if Erie County walks away, well, what better to talk downtown Buffalo and the Key Bank Center than Buffalo Common Council member Mitch Nowakowski, one of my favorite Democrats. I don't know. I think that's a badge of honor. Mitch, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Beamer.
First, let's talk with the recent news, and that is the Key Bank Center, Mark Poloncarz, county executive, hinting that the county will get out of the arena business as they did the stadium business. What does that mean for the city of Buffalo if he follows through on that?
So that's something that I am working in City Hall, actually, as we speak, on trying to get city officials together to see what that looks like and what that means for the city of Buffalo. And so the land that Key Bank is on, or the Key Bank Center is on, is the land that's owned by the city of Buffalo or an agency of the city of Buffalo, which is BURA, the Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency. And the renewal agency is really a anti-poverty agency. And so that's why when we're looking at the complexity of if this falls to the city responsibility, what magnitude of the cost of repairs could look like of, you know, $200 million. The total city's capital budget yearly that's set by the comptroller is $38 million. So when you think about, how the city would be able to eat those expenses, we just wouldn't be able to. But then there's the urban planning perspective of, look, you know, strong cities, strong urban areas and metropolitan cities, they have attractions. They do have ball fields. They do have arenas and venues that promote not only local tourism, but also, attractions that bring people to the city to spend money and to enjoy our city. And it contributes to the overall health of our urban core and of our city. So right now we're trying to figure out what that exactly looks like and to get ahead of it.
Any indication, Mitch, when the county got out of the football business, the stadium business, they still put $250 million towards a new stadium. Any indication that the county would treat this like that, where they would make one last payment to help as you transition to the city having ownership?
That hasn't been brought up yet, but that's a good point. And that's where I'm really trying to get city officials in one room so we could start getting ahead of this and say that if the county does proceed in that manner, what does their exit look like for us, not only in the short term, but also the long-term sustainability of that reverting back to the city. And when I did speak to the general counsel for BURA, they don't necessarily agree with the analysis from the county or the state that it would completely revert back to the city, because technically, I mean, this is a very nuanced and complex and quite frankly, obscure agreement that was written 30 years ago where Bureau feels that they, yes, they own the land, but that the facility is the county's that's on top of their rented land. But that, you know, from the state and the county, they don't agree with the city's assumption on that now. So we really have to get together to sort this out of whose responsibility it ultimately comes to, and then what's the game plan moving forward, especially when, you know, we understand that the city just doesn't have the capacity to be able to take on all those challenges and liability.
You talk about how, you know, the arena brings people downtown. Obviously, tonight will be a packed game. The Leafs are in town. That always means a boost in business for the economy. You had the Kelsey Ballerini concert there over the weekend. I mean, it's an event center. It hosts the Sabres. The Bandits have been selling out every game. They're heading to the playoffs. Concerts. I mean, it's vital to downtown Buffalo that the KeyBank Center stands and keeps up with the times, correct?
It is, yeah. And I mean, that's what, in a healthy city, we have to have amenities like that. And, you know, I want to draw the line from A to B that when you have amenities and you have attractions that bring people there, then money is spent, the economy and restaurants and other off-brand shops and places benefit from that. And, you know, strong cities have attractions like that. So from the planning perspective, that arena really brings, something vital to the city of Buffalo that ultimately benefits the city of Buffalo as a whole. And when you have people coming into your city seeking entertainment or going to sporting events, it really shows the quality of life and vibrancy of that city.
Let's go right next to the arena. You know, there was talk of the pro soccer team putting a stadium right there in the Buffalo News parking lot. They wanted $20 million from the state of New York, didn't get it. Now they've moved a few miles outside of downtown. What are your thoughts on that? And do you think that could be revisited in the next few years? Peter Marlette kind of indicated that it could.
Yeah, I was, I'm happy for my colleague, Lovejoy District Councilmember Brian Bowman, who's the current proposal is in his district, and I certainly want to be happy for him and in his district. And these things are fluid, so I did watch that too and notice that too, and I certainly would not be opposed, to any facet or sports arena or area that would help take ugly surface parking lots, away and have something contributing like a soccer complex, which would bring people in there and also play off of the vibrancy of the urban core, downtown, canal side, and cobblestone.
Mitch, now you and I, we're not old enough to be around when Salem Field opened as Pilot Field, but, my first hour was talking so much about the promise. 37 years ago, Mario Cuomo's here saying that Buffalo's back. It took a few years, but Buffalo's back. And this promise of a 91 or 93 expansion team that obviously we lost to Denver, Miami, Tampa. I'm forgetting the other team. 37 years later, there doesn't seem to be that kind of feeling of a revived downtown. What are your thoughts on that? And is downtown Buffalo still reeling from the pandemic?
So that's a really good question. So, I think that when, 37 years ago when they put the ball field in, I think that was like a social signal of like, look, strong cities have attractions. And that was certainly an attraction and to show that, that the city of Buffalo could be competitive and could have a sports team here and to have a ball field. And I think that success looks different to different people at different times. I think there's a lot of ways to look at it. And, the pandemic hemorrhaged 25,000 office workers, and it completely changed our social norms on how we, commuter traffic and how people come into downtown Buffalo. I think that when I look at downtown Buffalo, I do believe that its best days are ahead of it. It's just we have to use the word, I don't want to use the word be resilient, but we need to use the word adapt because COVID just changed our social norms. I mean, we have a younger generation who isn't going to and patronizing restaurants and bars like they used to. They want a ticketed event. The way people consume is differently. We purchase everything usually online, which then ultimately hurts foot traffic for shops. So we just have to reimagine and adapt to the world we're in and see what downtown looks like, a successful downtown looks like. And to me, that's having, you know, a strong residential component of people living down there. That's a strong public transit system and having amenities where people want to stay in the urban core to bring new life and vitality of living in a city center.
Mitch, I want to go back to the arena thing real quick. I know you're in discussions and you know, anything could happen, but will there, in your opinion, will there be an outlet to the state putting some money towards these arena renovations when they come around?
You know, I think that that's just, I mean, just to be brass tacks, just to be super honest, the city wouldn't have the capacity to be able to do that. So we would have to look for a government or a state entity to work with us on what that looks like. Because I just know that we wouldn't have the capacity in our own resources to be able to do that. We would have to seek a higher tier of government.
Mitch Nowakowski, Mitch, always great talking with you. And I appreciate you being available on such short notice.
No problem, Beamer. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. That is Buffalo Common Council member Mitch Nowakowski.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro, plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.